All right, welcome back to another episode of the Black Bullion Show. A former CEO of Goldman Sachs gives a bullish call for gold and silver. Now, this is crazy, but hey, I'll take all of the mainstream attention that I can get right now for gold and silver because they are still in that continued consolidation pattern. So let's get into who this CEO is and why, or former CEO is, and why he feels so bullish about gold and silver. But first, if you're new to this channel, please hit that big red subscribe button right down below. Also, please hit the like button. Helps to get this economic evangelism right on out there to the masses to bring more people into precious metals. Okay, so we have a new one here from Kitco entitled "Now is the Time for Gold and Silver to Shine." It's from the former Goldman Sachs CEO. Let's get into it. If there was ever an environment for gold and silver to do well, it is now, according to Lloyd Blankfein, former chairman and chief executive officer at Goldman Sachs. In a virtual fireside chat with CME Group, the famed banking executive and commodity trader acknowledged gold and silver's impressive run so far this year. However, he added that he genuinely did not know what is in store for the precious metals as prices continue to grind in a consolidation phase. It has been so long since these metals have played a role in financial markets' store of value, he said. But if there was ever a time where they would, it would be now. Blankfein said that generally he is bullish on commodities as he sees the risk of rising inflation as the Federal Reserve has signaled that it is not going to raise interest rates anytime soon. And he says, "I think from an inflation point of view, everyone has decided that we won't see inflation ever again," he said. "I just don't see that. From an investor's point of view, it's not a bad idea to invest in physical assets." Although inflation isn't a threat now, Blankfein said that sentiment can shift in an instant. I actually don't agree. Inflation is pretty much happening every year, but let's continue. Adding to the inflation picture, Blankfein said, helping to keep interest rates low will be the massive deficits governments will have to deal with. He added that whichever party gets elected after the November 3rd general and presidential elections, any government will have to deal with massive debt. He added that he wouldn't rule out further deficit spending from any government. Because of these low interest rates, deficits can go higher, he said. Although Blankfein didn't have a firm view on gold and silver prices, his former bank is fairly bullish on gold. So by now, that's something that we already know. But this guy is pretty much going in on gold and silver without pretty much saying so, which is really, really good. Now, many people do seem to think that we won't ever have inflation again, and I honestly can't believe people still think that. As we pretty much have seen rising prices continuously year after year, just pretty much incessantly. We always have inflation, and specifically the methodology in which we calculate the new CPI produces a lower percentage for inflation that has nothing to do with true price discovery for all products. They can just swap products in and out, but those products still have higher prices at the end of the day, even if they don't include it into the CPI. Now, again, at the end of the day, whether the BLS wants to ignore it or not, all products have been rising in price over time. But to Blankfein's point, inflation via the CPI will continue to rise by Jerome Powell's own admission from Wednesday's press conference. Not only will it edge up, but it will edge up higher than 2%, or their 2% target. Now, if that isn't a signal to us, gold and silver bugs, I don't know what else is. But guys, the smart money is eyeing gold and silver right now. So consider yourselves among that fold. All right, guys, thanks again. Hit that like and subscribe button. It's Black Bullion.